Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
For Jesus and give God the praise right now. Oh man, I tell you, this ministering, I'm telling you, 7 years, and it's beautiful. Wouldn't trade it for a hill of beans.
This is Wig Doc, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
This is The Early Word, brought to you by The Daily Memphian, and I'm Natalie Van Gundy. Good morning and happy birthday to Trash Cat. It's Tuesday, November 19th, and the High Tones famous bar cat turns 4 today, and they're having a big party. You may remember that Trash Cat disappeared from the Midtown Bar during January snowstorm, only to be found in Collierville 33 days later. In basketball news, the Memphis Grizzlies, fresh off Sunday's win over the Denver Nuggets, will get another chance to beat them tonight at FedEx Forum as part of a 2-game set. Tonight's match, though, is an NBA Cup game, and the Memphis Tigers women's team plays Southeastern Louisiana at home tonight, too. Attorneys for Tyre Nichols' mother, Rovon Wells, claim the city of Memphis is attempting to poison the jury pool in the civil case against the city over Nichols' death. Wells is suing the city for $550 million over the death of her son at the hands of Memphis police officers in 2023. In a court filing late last week, the city's attorneys claimed that Morgan Jackson, the mother of Nichols' young son, was paid off by Wells' attorney for relinquishing her right to administer Nichols' estate. The filing also claimed Jackson had said Nichols was physically abusive. Yesterday, Wells' attorneys fired back. Dr. Daniel Chatham, who is only halfway through his elected term on the Germantown Municipal School District Board, will resign at the end of the year because he's enrolled his kids in private school. Chatham claimed he did so after receiving a message from God. And that decision now means the Germantown Board of Mayor and Aldermen will have to appoint someone to finish out Chatham's term. We're now 14 games into the Memphis Grizzlies season, and they still seem to be figuring out the perfect rotation. Part of the problem has been injured starters, but they're slowly returning. But the team is also still toying with a rotational pecking order, and there seems to be opening for a solid small forward. Our own Chris Harrington weighs all the possible options and narrows down 3 top contenders for the job. Read more on these stories and others at dailymemphian.com.
From the concert halls to the juke joints, from churches to festivals in the fields, welcome to another episode of Bill Street Caravan, celebrating the sounds of Memphis for more than 20 years.
Heard around the globe on NPR Worldwide.
Hi, I'm your co-host today, Thomas Cribbins.
And I'm Jared J.B. Boyd.
This week on Bill Street Caravan, we're going to visit the Green Room to listen to the divine, soulful, and angelic sounds of Elizabeth King.
Grammy-nominated blues man Guy Davis will be with us to deliver an installment of the Blues Hall of Fame, an exploration of the lives of the pioneers and innovators enshrined in the Blues Hall of Fame here in Memphis, Tennessee, brought to you by the Blues Foundation.
That's all coming up right now on Bill Street Caravan.
What's up, T.O.?
What's up, J.B.?
This week, we're hanging out with Miss Elizabeth King, the Queen of Sacred Soul.
And that is not up for debate. Soon as she walked in this office, she had the air of royalty, and she spoke with very deliberate words, as you guys will hear in her interview. And she spoke with the authority of someone who's lived everything they're singing about.
Absolutely. You know, I get the sense that she may just be a reluctant queen of sacred soul. Whenever I'm with Elizabeth King, she's always giving up glory to God. And, you know, she don't play with music that's outside of the church tradition. I mean, she wants to sing Holy Ghost music, and she don't talk about the blues. She don't want to hear nothing about the blues. But she is an important part, a key part, a cornerstone, I'd say, of a new movement, a new wave of music that has a sanctified sound but can be applied to places outside of the sanctuary.
Correct, man. It seems to meld and blend a lot of the sounds that are familiar to some of the churched and the unchurched.
That's right. You know, you wouldn't be surprised to maybe be at an Elizabeth King show and look around and see a couple people with, you know, a little something in their cup or a flask or whichever the case. But really the one spirit that she wants to convey to anyone who's at one of her concerts, whether it be here in Memphis or as far as France and all around, is that she has a true message that is divine.
Yes, sir. And she lives it and she walks it just like she talks it. She didn't ask when y'all were in here interviewing, but I felt that I couldn't use any profanity while she was in this office. So I made sure to kind of walk a little more upright, talk a little more upright while the Queen of Sacred Soul was in here with us.
Well, not only does she sing with such incredible power and with such an incredible message, but she also has an incredible story, and she tells incredible stories. And so you're right. You did the right thing so that you wouldn't end up on the wrong side of one of those stories. But although she probably does not curse, you know, I don't spend 24/7 with her. If she let one slip every once in a while, I wouldn't be mad. But although she doesn't probably curse, she does give a stern look, you know, so you might wish that somebody had cursed you out rather than Miss King give you that look.
I believe it, man. I thought she was about to admonish me for something at any given moment while we talk, but she was just a sweetheart. But she was as a lot of people of faith are, very convicted in what her beliefs are. And that deals not only with her God, but in how her day-to-day life and the people she deals with. And she upholds a standard, and she upholds the people around her to a standard.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we talk about that sacred soul. Tradition may not be the word because it looks back and it also looks forward. And Elizabeth King is a great artist to examine when we consider that, because this repertoire of sacred soul, which has largely sort of been coined from artists and groups from the Mid-South area, Memphis, North Mississippi, and here and around, Miss King has previous recordings that have been brought into that tradition retroactively, but also her new music, which has been spruced up and spiced up to be able to cross over to a new audience. So you kind of get context from both the past and the present.
Right, and I guess we could kind of give a commercial shout out to Bible and Tyre, the record label that she's on, and Bruce Watson and them for, I don't want to necessarily say they're reviving a sound as much as bringing some much needed attention to a style and a genre of music that's very much alive and packing out venues right here next door to us where we work today in 2024.
Well, you know, context is everything. And so I think that's one thing they're doing is providing context, providing color. There is no figure more colorful than Pastor Juan D. Shipp, who has guided much of Miss King's career from those early recordings that she had with Elizabeth King and the Gospel Souls, her former male backing group, and also her solo records, which have been produced under the tutelage of Juan D. Shipp and Bruce Watson, as you mentioned.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Pastor Shipp, man. He is a new friend, but a fast and steady friend indeed. And we've worked with Elizabeth King and the Souls previously. They did a show in Crosstown Theater a handful of years ago, and that can also be heard on Bill Street Caravan. That's one of our archive shows now. So we're no stranger to the Sacred Soul sounds in whatever form Miss Elizabeth King presents at the time, as long as she's at the front and center of that stage. She's got a band. She's got what you don't find a lot these days, artists kind of putting musicians together just to accomplish the gig for the day. She's actually got a band of her own, the Sacred Soul Band. And I would argue they might could do some work on their own if they so choose. But I think together, having a dedicated band who studied the sound of Sacred Soul and who presents it like those guys, I know a few of them myself, Will Sexton and friends, Will McCarley, and a few other guys.
Yeah, Matt Ross Spang.
Matt Ross Spang, you already know. They are really lifting and giving a good spotlight for Miss King's Sacred Soul to shine.
Well, we're going to take that spotlight and shine it right on Miss Elizabeth King as we go to this music on an incredible night of Sacred Soul at the Green Room at Crosstown Arts, just feet away from where we're sitting right now in Memphis, Tennessee. Here's the music live on Bill Street Caravan. Sacred Soul Band, live at the Green Room at Crosstown Arts on Bill Street Caravan. Was Elizabeth King and the Sacred Soul Band live from the Green Room in Crosstown Arts here on Bill Street Caravan.
Up next, Grammy-nominated bluesman Guy Davis takes us through the life histories of the pioneers and innovators enshrined in the Blues Hall of Fame. This segment is brought to you by the Blues Foundation, and it's also available as a standalone podcast through iTunes.
Ma Rainey looked in the mirror. She saw gold in her grin, around her throat, dangling from her earlobes, over her wig like a halo. She was only a teenager back when she became Ma. It happened in Missouri, in a tent. She heard a girl sing about how her man had gone. All the show people stopped caking on their makeup and listened. After she got through, Ma asked the girl, "What kind of song is that?" Girl said, "It's the blues." Ma asked the girl to sing it slow and let her write out the words. Ma spread those blues around the country. She never had no other children. I joined her band in Chicago at the Grand Theater. Ma was on top, had records out, bookings in all the big theaters. They called her Mother of the Full House then, I was playing piano on stage when the curtain opened. Two hoofers, Buck and Bubbles, rolled out this big phonograph cabinet to center stage. They put a big record on it, cranked it up, and tap danced around the machine. Ma's voice started singing out. I began to wonder if she skipped a show and just gonna play a record. The audience grumbled. Then the phonograph cabinet started shaking. Thing opened up and Ma stepped right out of it into the spotlight. Whole crowd's eyes twinkled. After she had everybody in the palm of her hand, Ma went and squeezed out the tears.
I've been wondering where my daddy been at all.
Felt good to see someone ordinary in all those jewels. Her crooked wig, pink face powder, couldn't nothing hide her soul. People who loved Ma knew pain very well. She could turn pain around. If a man quit her, it wasn't because she's ugly, it was his problem. She sang, "Now all the people wonder why I'm all alone. A sissy shook that thing and took my man from home." Even Ma's cruelty was kind-hearted. I seen the worst thing she ever done. Couldn't believe it. She had the full program then, the Paramount Flappers comedians, a whole train car full. And a torch singer used to bring down the house with her sad blues. Girl out of Chattanooga, she loved Ma. When the show came to her hometown, Ma cut the gal loose. I asked Ma why. She said, "I could have kept her forever." "Well, now she's mad and broke and lonesome," I said. "Yes, sugar. Nothing gonna stop her."
Once I lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money I didn't care.
The girl had sense enough to understand. She even helped Ma when nobody else could. One night in Chicago, Ma threw a party at her place, all women. They drank that bad whiskey, tear off their clothes, had no idea a neighbor dropped a dime. Out of nowhere, everybody heard the police banging on the door. Ma shouted, "It's a raid!" Police kicked in the door. Underclothes start flying through the air. Cops chasing women around. Ma grabbed a dress, trying to shimmy it over her head while running out the fire escape. She tripped half naked down the steps, and the police was standing right there waiting. Ma told them, "Oh, boys, we just had the radio up." They still took Ma to jail. Wasn't about to call her mama back in Georgia to go her bail. She only knew one person sitting on that kind of money. So the girl from Chattanooga turned Ma loose.
I went out last night with a crowd of my friends. It must be women, cause I don't like no men.
Not everyone Ma fired went on to fame and glory. Over the years, she had to do what she had to do to keep the show on the road. Ma cut the flappers, Buck and Bubbles were next. Got so nobody wanted to play their hometown. Whistling Rufus, gone. Jolly Saunders, too. Ma did hire someone, an accountant, Mr. Lucius Walker. He saved the show by shaving the show. Cut it down to me, Sonny the cornet player, and Roscoe the drummer. We saw the blues go from the biggest thing in the world to hunger. All those years, she sent money back to her brother to build their mama a two-story house. We'd pass by there going through Columbus. Ma's brother also built the wagon she traveled in after her days as mother of the full house ended. Put a log cabin on a flatbed, put a camp stove in it. She even carried a few bits of the old show with her. Mr. Walker towed the cabin around on the back of his dark green Studebaker. Ma called it the Spirit of St. Lucius. Mr. Walker had Ma out singing in dusty tents like back when she first heard the blues. She lived on pickled green beans she put up in summer. She wore gowns that dragged the floor so nobody could see her swelled up ankles. We didn't exactly embrace Mr. Lucius Walker. He wore a big trench coat with a sash on it, kept his hands in his pockets. Roscoe would kid Ma, "Fool can't dance." Ma told him, "Fool's been to college." We'd see him count every bag of peanuts before and after the show, and every dime in the cigar box. Couldn't get him away from the door, except one time. It was a big night down in Winter Haven at Orange Harvest. They built a stage right in the grove, lit it up with coal oil torches that keep the trees from freezing. All the pickers came with their overalls full of money. Ma slapped herself on the behind and sang past midnight. The people shouted, "Amen, amen," like a revival meet. We were all smothered in sweat and coal smoke. Afterwards, we dug into some of that cornbread and roast pig behind the stage. We seen Mr. Walker standing in the headlights of the promoter's car shouting, "You gonna kill me about 150? You gonna have to." We played outside Fort Myers that Friday. Ma conjured the old magic for a big crowd. Her gold twinkled, their eyes shined, the backside shook. Afterwards, we went to count our money. Mr. Walker couldn't be found. We went out back to see Z in his car. Ma's log cabin just slumped there. The dark green Studebaker was gone.
"Your low down alligator, just watch me sooner or later. Gonna catch you with your princess down."
The eagle flew, Ma said. We four went inside her cabin. Ma lit her camp stove and a lantern, and we sat. "That business at Winter Haven was the hook," she said. "Act like he put his life on one night's pay. I never should have believed a man would do that. I stopped watching him close." She poured us hot coffee off the stove. We had nothing. No transportation, no money. Ma took off a gold earring and tossed it to me. She gave the other to Sonny. Roscoe said, "I want a tooth." She grinned and removed her necklace. Ma broke off the $20 gold piece. She bit it, glanced at the mark, and handed it over to him. "If anybody can stick around, we got one more show here," she said. That night, I went through the curtain, sat down at the piano stool. I looked around for the others. No sign of Sonny. Looked like Roscoe's gone too. I began to wonder if Ma was even there. As my eyes adjusted, I saw it. A giant phonograph cabinet at center stage.
Thanks for listening to the Blues Hall of Fame podcast, brought to you by the Blues Foundation. The Blues Hall of Fame podcast is produced by Bill Street Caravan for the Blues Foundation, written by Preston Lauterbach and voiced by Guy Davis. For more information on the Blues Foundation, go to blues.org. Caravan has brought the sounds of Memphis to public radio airwaves for more than 20 years. And now you can see what we've been talking about. Check out our series of digital shorts through our website or go to ilistentomemphis.com.
I Listen to Memphis is about Memphis music today, the people who make it, and the places and culture that fuel it. ilistentomemphis.com. Bill Street Caravan is supported by awards from Memphis Travel and Tennessee Arts Commission.
We're back talking more about the Queen of Sacred Soul, Miss Elizabeth King, who put on a fantastic soul-stirring performance. She also was accompanied by the Jubilee Hummingbirds, but we'll hear from them in another episode of Bill Street Caravan. But together, there was a divine sacred soul show in the green room the other evening.
Absolutely, and it's been amazing to see the revival of an artist and their career. I mean, I've collected Divine Spirituals and Messenger Records and other local gospel labels on 45s for quite some time, and you see Elizabeth King's records of the past, they're quite different from the things that she's doing now, even though she's with the same producer in Juan D. Shipp.
What would you say has changed about her musical presentation from yesteryear to today?
Well, you know, that's interesting. Bible Entire put out a compilation of Elizabeth King and the Gospel Souls just before they started to ramp up her new career. And in our interview, we talked a bit about why she took so much time off. She raised, I think, 15 children.
My jaw is still on the floor.
Absolutely. You know what it might be like if you've got one or two or three that are a few years apart. You know, we've got one maybe in college and one that's just getting started with elementary. That isn't just 15 years. I mean, that's 18 years potentially spread out 15 different times and 15 different permutations. So that combination of 15 different children needing to be raised up could have been another 30 or 40 years when you really think about how much time goes into raising a child one after the other.
Yeah, and it's no wonder, man, her faith is so strong. I'm sure it took something like a miracle to get 15 kids through this life like she's done, man, and she's done it well, and she's still here today kicking strong.
Absolutely. So when you think about it in terms of time, that's 30, 40, 45 years. The sounds have changed, but also some of the people that she worked with back in those early days are no longer here with us. So what was originally Elizabeth King and the Gospel Souls and is now Elizabeth King as a solo artist with a new band and a fresh take on things has presented itself as a bit of a genre bend as the times now designate that you can't necessarily expect the same results if you're going to go straight ahead gospel.
Yeah, man, in addition to all those changes you've mentioned, I mean, even the physical spaces where the music was crafted and recorded has changed drastically in her earlier years versus today. I mean, you think about the technology, specifically the music technology available to artists and engineers and producers in order to craft a song. She's seen a lot. She's just seen a lot of changes, and to keep her message as consistent and as heartfelt as it is a testament to her longevity.
Pastor Shipp and Miss Elizabeth King spent a lot of time in my world, in my realm, as I'm running the radio station at WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis. Pastor Shipp is the host of our Saturday afternoon gospel program, our weekly gospel program, which is really one of our most popular shows on air and has been since we launched in 2020. And Elizabeth King, of course, is his star artist. And whenever she pops in or whenever he gives me an update on what she's up to, I always get a sense of where exactly they are and how they're vibing with the musicians. And on this third solo LP that she's done, I noticed something different. Pastor Shipp, if I could be frank, walked in when they were just getting rolling and said, "Hey, we're going to try to make a record that's a little bit more in tune with the people that aren't our color." Maybe the best way to put it. And I knew then that he meant that Will Sexton, Will McCarley, and Matt Ross Spang, and all those guys over there, Bruce Watson, had maybe given Elizabeth King some notes that if she could put just a little bit more of a rock-infused sound into this particular record, it might push their entire crew into an opportunity to play in some rooms that maybe Miss King had never gotten into before. And, you know, I heard some of those rhythm tracks before she put her vocals on them. and I knew right away that they were going for it. This is a record that is a lot more instrumentally interesting than her previous works.
That's a good point, JB, and I wouldn't be surprised if she was rejuvenated by the updated sound with a little bit of a rock tinge. If the goal of gospel music is to spread the good news and the message, I think as many doors and rooms as you can get in would be the goal. So it's no wonder she signed up for this new effort and is being successful at it. Much continued success to Miss King. Did we give the people the title of her latest album?
Well, it's called Soul Provider, which I think is extremely fitting.
I'm grateful for the Queen of Sacred Soul to continue to put out music that comes from the heart and that speaks to the heart, and hopefully make some changes in the people that listen to it for the better.
Well, you talked about the rooms that she can get into. Well, we're going to go back to the green room where she's got a live performance, an amazing night of music here in Memphis, Tennessee, live on Bill Street Caravan. Here's Miss Elizabeth King.
Thank you.
Okay, we're here on Bill Street Caravan for a fabulous episode because I'm sitting here with the queen, Miss Elizabeth King. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Miss King, you've got a new record now, your third on Bible and Tire.
Yes.
How do you feel about it?
I'm excited. So bravado. It's got some good songs on there that I think are going to be a joy to the old age, middle age, and the children. So I think it's going to be great.
You know, I knew when you set out, you and the Bible and Tire, the house band over there, the Sacred Soul players over there, y'all put a little bit more rock and roll in at this time. Is that right?
Yeah, they did. We got some of the best, you know, Will Saxon and all of them. They're the best. And it was a little different for me, you know, from singing back the old beat that I was used to singing on when I was called myself playing the piano and stuff, and music changed. But the soul still remained the same.
That's right.
That's what I want to do, just touch the soul.
What is it like being back on the road, back out? I know you traveled Europe a bit not long ago. I mean, being able to minister and fellowship with brand new fans as well as fans who might have followed your career for several decades now.
Yeah, it's been something that I already dreamed of coming back out again after, you know, we stopped, I think, recording around 72 or 74 or something like that. And I just, you know, I'm still singing with my family, organized my children. So they all got grown, went out their different direction. And then when Pastor Shipp came along, you know, he liked to play a lot. And he asked me that I want to go in the studio again. I said, quit playing. Nobody want to hear me. He said, somebody want to hear you. And so I said, yeah, I'll go. You know, I still thought he was just playing. And so we got in touch. And this man called me. He said, you can sing? I said, they say I can. He said, come on in. I went in at 10, I left at 2. No rehearsal, these guys just started playing. They said, sing, I sing. They started playing.
Wow. I was gonna ask you, who is Juan D. Shipp and how do we get him to stop playing so much?
I don't know, he been playing. I've been knowing him over 55 years. And he been playing, but he's playing with me and be serious. You know, he just tell me what to do. He don't ask me, he just tell me.
Well, tell me, what does he bring out of you as a producer and as a leader?
Well, he bring out something that I didn't even think was there, because he said, you can do it, you can do it. So through him pushing me, I believe it's where I am today.
Well, can we talk a bit about the records that you did back on Divine Spirituals? The singles that you did, and I know now years later that the compilation of Elizabeth King and the Gospel Souls has come out so people can experience the singles that you put out back in those days. Could you tell our listeners a bit about that style of music that you done back then and how it differs from what they may hear on this most recent record?
Oh, it's a lot different because we had to work harder. We had to make sure it was right from the beginning. It wasn't no stopping and, you know, and starting all over again. We just had to go all the way through. And Pastor Shipp say, you're going to do it until you do it right, you know. So he made me mad a couple times, you know. But I had to pray. I learned to pray. When things is pushing me, I have to pray. I like that about him. He mostly going to push you. And to get rid of him, you do what he say.
Well, one thing that I think has been an incredible part of this Bible and Tire journey is not just the music, but how you've been portrayed with the visual as well. I mean, the music videos have been highly interesting. And I think that even on this third record, the pictures and the photographs have been so engaging and captivating. And it's been such a powerful image to see your hands and the way that they have portrayed and depicted your hands. I mean, how do you feel about that visual element to your music?
If you look at my hands, you can tell that these hands have been busy working. And the thing that I have gone through, that I know that it was God that delivered me. And if you look at it, it looked like I'm sad on this last picture. It looked like I'm really sad, but I had so much joy in my heart. I don't really express things like a lot of people to be real excited about things. It goes deeper than that for me because I know what I've been through and I know what God has brought me through. And so behind the singing is the life that I've been through, you know, the thing that I've suffered that a lot of people would have just given up, but I'm determined to stay until my last day.
Miss Elizabeth King, the Queen, thank you so much for being with us on Beale Street Caravan, and congratulations on Soul Provider, another amazing, incredible record.
Thank you for having me.
Here's more from Elizabeth King, live from the Green Room at Crosstown Arts.
Get up and dance with her. Don't make her dance faster. I tough spot. WYXR Memphis.
Join WYXR for a day of free live music during Raised by Soundfest Saturday, December 7th.